want to welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your illustrious host.
It was just ignorance on my part. If I knew what I know today, you know, about network marketing, I mean, this is the purest form of direct sales that there is. Imagine, you know, having, I was thinking about that 60 to 80 hours a week. Well, gee, what would that be? That would be about 60 people in our organization maybe working an hour a week, you know, because we can leverage, we leverage time, we leverage, we leverage people. And it's just so much different, and it's so fun. It's, well, that was our introduction, but Larry, again, still had this back problem, and he even had it before the before he was working in our family business. So the family business probably aggravated, you know, just aggravated it. But we were at the fair back in, I think, about 1992, and Dennis had already, and Ruth had already been in Mecan for about 9 months, I think. And we were at the fair, and Larry wanted to go home. His back was killing him, and we had some friends with us, and you know, after 20-some years, you realize that, you know, sometimes maybe you just need to go sit down. You'll start feeling better. And we walked into this big, the Sun Dome over in Yakima, and all Larry saw was Dennis Williams with his hands on the back of a chair, and that's what he beelined it for. And I thought, oh, good grief, we're going to hear about it today.
And we did.
Anyway, it was kind of funny because Dennis, you know, he you know how Dennis is just so kind, and he asked Larry how he was doing. Larry said, "Oh, my back is just killing me." And anyway, he demonstrated the mag steps on me. I had 20 years of foot problems, and if Larry was going to buy that silly thing for his back, I certainly had it. I was going to buy these things for my shoes because my feet hurt all the time. Lo and behold, both those products, we got results with both those products.
Now, was it minutes, days, weeks? What happened?
Well, with me, it was, I decided to do, Dennis told the story about his sister, who was a nurse in Yakima, who had been off work for 10 weeks because of her back, and she put this thing on and wore it 24 hours a day, and within 24 hours, she didn't hurt, so I decided I would do the same thing, so I just put it on and left it on, and even wore it to bed. And then I got up the next morning and got out of bed, and for the first time in 27 years, I didn't hurt. That was absolutely blew my mind. I couldn't believe that a piece of rubber, it looked like a leather bug flap, could take away all that discomfort that I'd had for 27 years when the chiropractor or doctor couldn't do it.
Sure. Sure.
So, you know, it changed my life. But then on the other hand, I was embarrassed because I didn't know to tell my friends because I didn't want anybody to laugh at me if I told them I was using a magnet, because back then you thought of a magnet for your holding notes on a refrigerator, and you know nothing could be used on the body. So it took me a while to be able to tell people about what I was using.
Well, actually, Larry, people started asking you what was different because he was smiling, he had a bounce in his step, and you know he was a different person. Of course, I was positive he was placeboed. But anyway, after a few days, I realized that even if he was, I needed to know what else this company had, because those first two products, we bought them at retail, and being in business, I wanted to know how we could get more, and I wanted to see what else the company had, and how could we get them, you know, save some money. So Dennis, of course, just invited us, you know, would invite us to the wellness previews. Well, thank goodness we went. And he wasn't even in town that night. I think it was the Eastwoods that were putting on the presentations. But Ruth was there, and we went in and decided we'd sit in the very back and just kind of hear these people out. And so many other people were getting results with the products, too, and it gave us hope. I, too, had suffered with back problems. My results didn't happen overnight like Larry's. I'm just so grateful that he got a result quickly, because otherwise I was so negative about it, Vance, that I don't know if I would have paid attention. But it took me a couple of months, I think it was close to 3 months, before I realized, my gosh, my feet don't hurt anymore, you know? And So I was facing surgery. One doctor, I've been to many doctors for my feet. In fact, one doctor was going to amputate one toe on each foot. Well, thank goodness I was young and vain and thought I wouldn't look very good in flip-flops. And so I decided not to go that route with that surgery. But I finally found another doctor that had tried everything, $300 orthotics, cortisone, and next thing was going to be surgery for me. And
what was the prime condition, or did they label
I had Morton's neuromas, and it was funny because I was gonna, that was going to be the next step, was having the surgery. Now, you can imagine, I'd been hurting for 20 years, and there were days that we'd get ready to go, nights we'd go to a, get ready to go to a square dance, and just putting my foot in that shoe, I'd be in tears. We'd get in the car, and I'd say, Larry, there's no point in going because my feet hurt so bad I won't be able to dance. And so we'd go back in the house. Well, about the time, I think it was a couple days before we ran into Dennis at the fair, I was in having my nails done, and I mentioned to the gal that I had these things on my feet that finally put a name on to them, and that I was going to get ready to have surgery. And she said, oh, did he tell you they grow back? And I said, what? He said, they grow back. She said, I've had 5 surgeries. I wish they'd never touched my feet. My feet, she said, my feet are worse now than they ever were. And I went, whoa. So it was a blessing. And, you know, the timing was perfect. We ran into Dennis. We were ready to listen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. That brings up the point that sometimes we'll come across people that, like yourself, are ready to listen. I had a phone call yesterday from a gentleman who said, hey, I wanted to follow up on our conversation 2 years ago. Well, remind me of that conversation because I don't remember it. And the things are different now, and he's ready to join.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, I don't ever really remember really sharing Meekin with you, but obviously I did. And he it was really a fun conversation. Larry, I'm reminded when you talked about family, being in the family business, and there's another question I want to ask after this, but first, Larry, you have a twin brother, and I know over the phone like this, it's hard to describe the differences that Meekin has made, but I have met people who have twins, and you'd swear there's no way they're related because one looks entirely different because of the path that one has gone down or one has not gone down regarding lifestyle choices. And and that's kind of the way it is with you and your brother?
Yeah, back in 1988, Mary Lou and I both, we quit smoking and drinking. And then we got with these products and everything, and it was, probably 10 years ago we were at a funeral, my brother walked in, my twin brother. And even my mother looked at him and looked at me, and she just kind of gasped. She just couldn't get over it. He looked about maybe 20 years older than me. I mean, his face looked kind of like this is sad to say, but it kind of looked like a dried-up prune. He's really aged, and he still smokes. He's got lung problems. He has to use some kind of a machine. And, you know, the sad part is back when we got started in this business and I got the results that I got, you know, I was really, really excited. And the first person I thought of was my twin brother because he had the same problems I did. And the funny thing is I offered to give him a sleep system and everything else, give it to him. And he said, oh, he just kind of laughed. He said, oh, those things don't work. I don't need that. So I look at today.
Wow.
It's sad. I mean, that's my twin brother. But you know what? Life is about choices.
Yeah, that's pretty sad when your own mom struggled to...
it's sad, but that's his choice, and so we have to live with it.
Right. And to flip things around, there are all kinds of other people, and Mary Lou, I remember we were having a conversation a couple weeks ago on another conference call, and... you guys decided to follow Dennis's lead regarding the power patches and utilize them as a simple prospecting tool. And you had a fun experience with somebody.
Oh, we sure did. You know, it was I went to mail in our reservation to the hotel that we were going to be staying at. We go on vacation with our son, daughter-in-law, and grandkids over to Eastern Washington for a few days. They go for a couple weeks, and we go for a few days every summer. And anyway, I was late at getting my reservation in, but I'd called and they'd saved my spot. So I popped a couple of power patches in the mail along with the reservation with a little note that I'd gotten from Tim Nyhul. I can't remember exactly what it says. I was looking for it this morning, but something about, please accept this powerful little gift. It's 24-karat gold. Stick it where it hurts and call me and let me know what you found with it or something. Anyway, a few days later, Larry got a call on his cell phone, and it was so fun. He hadn't picked it up, and so we both got to listen to the message. But this gal said, I got this little gift in the mail, and I want to know what they are, because I stuck them on my back, I've been in a car accident, and I wore them, and I got up this morning, and I don't hurt. Can you imagine two little power patches? So anyway, we called her, and she said, I want to know what these things are. And so I sent her, I talked to her a little bit, and then I told her Larry's story, and then I sent her a couple of, one of the InTouch presentations.
Mm-hmm.
And then... And she had given me both her phone numbers, and I kept trying to call her at home. I didn't want to bother her at work. I knew this resort town would be very, very busy. But doggone it, Vance, I kept calling, leaving messages. She didn't call back. I sent her an email. She didn't respond. So I could have gotten real, negative about it or think, oh, she's just not interested. But something told me when we went on vacation to take along our demo pack and take some products with us. So we went and we checked into the motel, and I heard somebody call her by name, so then I knew it was her. And she was writing something in the book, had her back to us, and I said, so, Kathy, are you the gal that I sent the magnets to? And she spun around. She said, yes, I am. Oh, she said, I don't know, even though, she said, I have not been able to open your email. Something with the server up there, she wasn't even able to download that InTouch. In this little town, these people, besides being swamped at work, because they live in this fun little resort town, they have company all the time coming and sleeping at their house, She was just bogged down with all these people. Anyway, to make a long story short, before we left, she had me in front of the owner of the motel, and that lady's two daughters, adult daughters, one of them owns the beauty shop in town, the other one works at the school, and I took a couple of hours, and they went over to their house the second or third day we were there on vacation, and the gal that owned the beauty shop had so much discomfort in her shoulder, and she's just in agony all the time, and she'd been in a car accident too. Well, it was kind of fun because I used products on her, and she had to go back to work. I did give her a rollout before she went back to work, and it's about a 3-minute drive from her mom's house out to the highway, and when she got out there, she called her mom and said, I want to tell you, I don't hurt anywhere.
Mm.
So, anyway, make a long story short, the gal that works at the motel, Kathy, is a brand new consultant in our organization. People that own the motel have purchased some products under Kathy. Kathy's gotten some products, and they have asked us to come back in September when it slows down and they can have all the locals, get all the locals together. They want us to come and present to the people in this town. How about that?
And how much did that those two power patches cost you originally?
Oh, well, I don't know. Aren't they about $1.50?
Mm-hmm.
$1.30, something like that.
So less than $5 investment in a tool, utilizing it that way, power patch prospecting, I guess we could call it. Just simply utilizing it, and you just don't know. We just don't ever know.
That's right.
And how many people? And this. It's always interesting because I've talked to two people in the last week who both said the same thing to me, that that, you know, I don't think I know that many people. And I said, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised if you sat down and then how many, let's say you only know 50. And how many people can that 50 lead you to? And, you know, you didn't know these people at all. And yet, you know, utilizing a product to create the relationship has now opened up the door, and you never know where this goes. And, you know, what's funny is I have to share this as well. You know, I want you guys to share it. The Dennis and Ruth Williams, I remember when they went Royal Diamond, was a result of you guys meeting somebody on one of our cruises that we've been on, and you didn't know them. And it went from a poolside conversation with the Shaughnessys.
That's right.
To them going silver and you guys going platinum and Dennis and Ruth going Royal Diamond, kind of a domino effect. But again, they're another powerful product experience that started because, or that came as a result of you guys sharing. Share that with the group. And kind of Lisa's, is Lisa, right?
Yes.
Lisa Shaughnessy?
That's right. Yep.
Their
yep.
claim to fame or their big product experience that kind of expanded their family, so to speak.
Yeah.
We talk about changing lives. They had, when I met Lisa, it was the first day, it must have been about the fourth or fifth day that we were on the cruise, and it was the first day that she'd been out of her room because she had horrible migraines. But and I prejudged them. We loaned him products and so forth, and when he gave us his card and said, I will hear from you when you get home, right? I said, oh, definitely. And I closed the door and said to Larry, well, that guy will be a product. He'll buy products for his wife. So it was kind of funny because after we got home, and we sent them, that was the year of the great flood, too, Vance. Our home had been flooded and all that. It took us a couple of weeks after getting home to even remember we were supposed to send him some information. We'd gone home to a mess. But anyway, we sent him Dennis's video. And back then, you know, Vance, it was about 90 minutes long, I think. We sent that to him and the marketing plan, just because that's what we always did. And he called one day. Well, we had made the promise to Dennis and Ruth that, yes, we were going to go platinum and help them go Royal Diamond. And within 10 days or 2 weeks of being home, the two people that were going to be our last two silvers both had life get in the way, and they had to put Nikon on hold for a while. And so I was kind of bummed out, and I knew that we couldn't quit because we'd made a promise to Dennis and Ruth. But anyway, this guy called, Steve Shaughnessy, and he said, I watched the video that you sent. And I said, oh, great. And he said, twice. Twice? You know, that was a long time. And so he said, and I have a couple of questions for you. I said, okay. And he said, this senior level, it says $500 plus $1,500. Does that mean I need to do $2,000 to get senior? And I said, no. You know, that's a common question. But a lot of times we have to explain it two or three times. I said, no, if you do $1,500, you'll be a senior. But if you only do $500, then someone else needs to do, you know, $1,000 in the same month. Anyway, he got it. So he said, well, I'm looking at this compensation plan, and where are you on it? And I said, well, we are two silvers away from being gold. That's going to make us platinum, and it's going to make our sponsors Royal Diamond. And he said, well, I'm going to be one of them. So here was this fella that I prejudged at being a product user.
Sure.
Of course, he's getting products for his wife. So anyway, make a long story short, they joined us. And then, after they joined us, and they were busy, you know, building a business and everything, and by the way, they did go silver the end of May, and this was like the end of February.
Sure.
A good share of that was long distance. And but they were just really as committed as we were. So anyway, they kept calling and asking us if we knew of anybody who had gotten results with the products that had been having trouble getting pregnant. And I kept saying, well, yeah, there was this one lady in Utah, and I can't even remember who that was, but she ended up with two or three or four children. And so they kept asking, I said, now, is this somebody you want me to talk to? No. They're curious. So anyway, one night we get this call, and they, never the two of them called us together, but one was on each line, and he'd actually set up the appointment to call us. And we got on the phone, and he said, we just want to tell you that this sleep system works really good. And I said, well, yeah, of course it does. And he said, no, I mean it works really good. And then Lisa giggled. And all of a sudden the lights went on and it dawned on me. I said, oh, my gosh, are you going to tell us that you're going to have a baby? And you know what? They had given up hope. Mm-hmm. They had spent, I don't know how much money, and they had been trying for 6 or 7 years. Well, they have two children now, and he says, yeah, you really changed our life. He's a little bit older than Lisa, and so anyway, it's so fun because they have a little boy and a little girl.
And, you know, I think it bears repeating that we just don't know where people are at. And you guys had no idea that they'd spent the kind of money that they did trying to conceive, and we never know what these products will do, and that's the fun part. And so often, I'm reminded that we, you know, being in this as a business. And a gentleman asked me yesterday when I stopped by the fire station real quick. He said, "Now, how long have you been doing this business that you're doing?" And he has no idea what is. And I've met him. He's a member of the community, a retired gentleman, and. And I know it's going to develop, but I guess we can't put on the business prospecting hat and be going out there looking for people, because Dave Stelzer said, how many people do we skip right over looking for that next business person when we're just, you know, we're looking and looking and looking, and we skip over all these people,
right,
that we can add into the Nikan family. Who, you know, they themselves, as you said yourself about Steve, you know, he's not going to be a business person. He'll be a great product user, and, you know, on and on. But then going back to something you originally said at the very beginning of the conversation, that this is the purest form of direct sales that exists.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And, you know, it was fun with Lisa, because she told me that she would go into her doctor appointment and be sitting there, you know, quite pregnant, talking to the other moms. Well, how long did it take you to get pregnant, you know? And because apparently they were seeing specialists. And one lady said, oh, it's taken me 5-6 years. And Lisa said, and then how long's it taken you? She said, well, it took about 8 months after I got my magnetic sleep system. But, you know, that's what's so amazing about our products, is that if you know, nothing miraculous about the products. The miracle goes on in our own body. We just give our body what our body needs. Mm. And in their case, it may have been a darn good night's sleep, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what's exciting, Vance, is they went platinum, and they were one of the platinums that turned this a diamond.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that. And that's the fun thing about the domino effect. Is that,
yep.
You know, we just don't know. My dad has said that so often, is we just never know when we're talking to somebody where, you know, how much their lives are going to be impacted and where that's going to lead. And it's not that we're looking for them to lead us to somebody else to use them. They're going to open up a whole new world of contacts and people that just don't know, because they're still, I mean, Nikan's been in the North American marketplace now for 20 years.
Yeah.
How often do we come across people that have just never heard of it, and they don't have any experience? They're just nothing, and they just don't know. So.
You know, we meet people all the time that have never heard of Nikan.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. You'd think Washington State is saturated, right?
The Mecca of Magnets is what I call it.
Yeah, but there's so many people out there, and we do have an awesome gift to offer people, and people are more open-minded. They've got, you know, they're more open-minded now than they've ever been. I just don't think that, I think the timing is absolutely perfect right now, and if we just find out how we can help them, how we can serve them, you know, we will be blessed.
Exactly, and I couldn't ask for you to to wrap it up any better than that, because our culture today, with what's going on and facing our nation, just looking at the U.S. perspective, is that healthcare is at the front and center of everybody's mind. You can't miss it. And this actually gives us the ability to take healthcare and turn it into self-care, so that, you know, whatever those crazy cats in Washington decide to do for us, because that's what it really comes down to, they're going to do it for us, it's irrelevant, because we're taking ownership of our future, not only financially, but also physically, so that, you know, it may not be a big deal, because we don't have to, and we've had too many people share how much they've saved in the long run because of what the products have done, and that has yielded into the business, and then the business write-offs, and all the other advantages. So, you guys, thank you so much for giving 30 minutes of your Saturday morning, and now you, like me, are going to have trouble dragging into a relaxing Saturday because you're so pumped up.
That's absolutely right.
Well, thank you for asking us.
My pleasure. And again, our guests have been Larry and Mary Lou Reardon from the Seattle, Washington area. And if you've not met them and never seen their just bubbly personality that beams from the faces, you'll have to be looking for them at the convention. It's hard to spot Larry because he's got that Napoleon complex like I do. Not tall in stature, but definitely tall in spirit. So again, you guys, thank you so much. And want to remind everybody, if you want to share this recording with somebody, send them over to Steve Crowfoot's website, which is simply canbe4u.biz/s. That's the word can, C-A-N, the letter B, the number 4, the letter U, .biz, B-I-Z, /s. And you can catch the whole recording there. And then also, if you want a CD of a Blue Ribbon Video, makes those available, blueribbonvideo.com. And so Larry and Mary Lou have been wonderful to share their story with us, and I'm looking over my notes, and I'm thinking, man, this is there's some good stuff here. So you guys, thank you again, and I want to remind everybody, I'm going to actually let Larry and Mary Lou go, and with a couple quicks here, so... Okay, want to remind everybody, a couple quick announcements. Next week, if you've got people you know that have a child or a grandchild or a family friend, or that you know somebody that is suffering in the world of autism, regardless of where they're at on the autism spectrum, you're going to want to hear this mom's story. What started as a chance encounter in a furniture store has literally, in the last, well, less than a year and a half now, has completely revolutionized this family's life, and just a powerful, powerful story of what Ekin has done for them, not only product-wise, but on the business side of things, and just exciting story of a good friend of ours from Florida named Angelique Edelin, and she's going to be with us next Saturday morning, so you don't want to miss that. And then let's see, a couple quick things here. MyNeekin.com, the new videos that are up, when you go right to the main website before you log in, right there, perfect prospecting tool just to send people to the website. I've been doing it for years because the virtual catalog's there. There used to be a wonderful video with Terry and Aaron Lake.